This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's 12:46 here in the studio, coming up to 12:47. Final story of the day in just a moment. But before we get to that, of course, the question that we've been running is based around an article that we found in The Star. And it's all about how the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, the FMM, have proposed the government consider income tax waivers due to the impact caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. We've been discussing the feasibility of this suggestion and alternative moves to help ease the burden of businesses and individuals during this pandemic. We asked for your opinions, whether or not we needed a tax break for 2020 and 2021. This is some of the things you've had to say.
Yeah, so this comes from Maggie Bess, who says, I don't think the nation can afford tax break per se. Where would we get the resources to pay all those handouts? Even before the pandemic, there were calls for reviewing tax structure and policies, which somehow seem to have gone out the window with all the political strife and the struggle to handle the pandemic. Ironically, the very call for tax break means no or less funds to cover both existing and additional expenditure, subsidies and handouts. And I'm not an expert, but I don't think we need rocket science to figure out the supply and demand principle here.
Well done, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. There's one from Bose who says, past due taxes and current year taxes must be distinguished. Pay-as-you-earn taxes will be adjusted for drop in income in the current year. Past due taxes, a penalty is fixed at 10%, so work on it.
That's it. Right. Okay. A final story of the day. And it's about raising money, raising funds, or rather how one Canadian e-commerce company, Shopify, will be partnering with TikTok to help merchants to advertise on the popular video sharing app. TikTok's popularity even raised Walmart's interest for a potential partnership, of course. And with over 500 million users worldwide, the sensation that is TikTok is turning heads towards advertising on its platform. So Shopify have said the partnership will allow its merchants, mostly small and medium-sized businesses, to sell products in the form of shoppable video ads where TikTok users can click on an ad to buy the product.
Mm-hmm.
Sound familiar?
Yeah, right.
Yep. All transactions will happen via Shopify's site, helping the Toronto-based firm drive sales online. The two companies will also collaborate to test new commerce features over the coming months. Now, TikTok, which reaches 100 million US users a month, said it was always looking for new ways to connect brands with its users. Satish Kanwar, the VP of product at Shopify, has said that we are thrilled to be the first partner to welcome TikTok to the world of commerce, particularly right now as our merchants prepare for a busy online holiday shopping season. Blake Chandley, the Vice President for Global Business Solutions at TikTok, has said Shopify is a perfect partner to help us grow and expand our commerce capabilities globally. And since the partnership, Shopify's shares were up more than 4%. Walmart has also been looking at a deal with TikTok to boost its advertising strategy by helping Walmart engage with younger audiences. But the talks to invest remain shrouded. A U.S. appeals court hearing is expected on November the 4th on whether to allow the U.S. government to bar transactions with TikTok. So essentially the TikTok takeaway is they've made great strides in advertising, especially with the millions of users it has, and it's counting. During the time of COVID, e-commerce is becoming relevant, as more people do online shopping, of course. So essentially, it gives us platform to the million-plus merchants on Shopify to advertise their products. And I know that Shopify, you might not know it's Shopify, but a lot of the stuff that you see on Instagram, a lot of the stuff there are driven by Shopify stores. There's partnerships, of course, with local companies like Lazada and Shopee as well here. So, but this is the first thing when people were saying, you know, how is TikTok going to start making money? And this is clearly one of the things and the end goal that they had in mind about this. How do you feel about this? I mean, I know you are not a huge TikTok user, but I think for the most part, the good thing has been that there's really been very few ads on TikTok, and now there potentially may be more.
Yeah, so I've been seeing more ads on TikTok. I love TikTok, by the way. I think it's like one of the best social media platforms, one of the smartest social media platforms out there. I just have opinions on who should use TikTok and who should upload content and who shouldn't. But as like entertainment, TikTok is like genius.
Right.
And I think what Spotify is doing, Shopify is doing is also very, very smart because they know that videos sell. And I think they're leveraging on the quote-unquote goldfish attention span.
Yeah.
You know, getting people to see visuals, visual content. And if younger audiences or younger demographic, if they see something like that, they're going to click through. So this means that Shopify will be using video content to sort of power the other stores that are on their platform.
Right.
From what I understand.
Yes.
That is genius.
So my question is, though, we've seen... video content and video adverts on Instagram.
Mm.
Has that encouraged you, yes or no, to buy products via, you know, the Instagram kind of swipe up, buy here stuff? It has, right?
It has. Yeah. I'm not even going to deny it. Like, I've bought a couple, especially sneakers and stuff. Mm. It has worked because, you know, one, the algorithm just knows who to target. But the other thing is the product pricing and stuff, it links you to stores that you wouldn't have found otherwise.
Mm.
So those kinds of ads have worked. So I just want to see with stuff like TikTok, how much better or if it's going to work equally to Instagram or not.
And the interesting thing is, of course, the target demographic of TikTok is much younger, arguably.
Mm.
The other issue is, though, do they have as much kind of disposable income as perhaps people who were using Instagram? So there's going to be some really interesting numbers and figures to look at over the next few months as to how Shopify do, right?
Yeah. And also I want to see how they sort of empower the creators to make money. I know they make money through like product placement and they get endorsed and stuff. They endorse other products and stuff.
Mm.
But I don't know how they're going to work with the users themselves to, you know, see how they can make money with their content. Because that's a bit vague now.
Mm.
There's no way to actually monetize your content, I think, on TikTok.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
All right. It's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. Of course, tomorrow is a national holiday, so we will not be in the studio. But we will be back on Friday. And on Friday, we'll be discussing something a little different. We'll be talking about music, specifically how certain types of music can help you focus, can help you be more creative, and can help you be more productive.
Yeah.
So what we want to ask you guys now is to have a think about this. And if you do work from home, or when you are working from home, what kind of music do you listen to? Does it help with your productivity? And that's the question we're kind of going with. So just to give you an idea, to have a think about it, and perhaps send us some suggestions on the day itself and see if we've got those tracks for you to listen to.
You never know.
So our question then was, do we need a tax break for 2020 and 2021 here in Malaysia? Why or why not? Quite a bit of feedback, of course, and a mixed bag of feedback as well. That's what we started off with. We then moved on to...
We spoke about SpaceX and how it has begun beta testing for Starlink constellation.
Wrapping up, of course, with how Shopify will be... Shopify will be partnering with TikTok to woo more merchants. That's all the time we have here in the studio, but don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The home sharing economy was hard hit in these past months as COVID-19 brought travel and tourism to a grinding halt, nearly halving Airbnb's valuation from $30 billion to $18 billion. But as economies reopen, some investors are bullish, believing Airbnb could be poised to become the preferred accommodation for travelers in the post-pandemic. Will Airbnb emerge stronger after this crisis? The Breakfast Grill spoke with General Manager for India and Southeast Asia, Hong Kong and Taiwan, Amanpreet Bajaj, on their game plan for Asia. On behalf of myself, Rich Bradbury, and Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back on Friday around 10 a.m. on Enterprise here on BFM 89.9. To take us out of the show, it is Greta Van Fleet with Highway Tune. Have yourselves a good rest tomorrow. Stay safe, sanitize, wash your hands, do all of those things that you should do. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.